Second Kings chapter 17 this morning. So we're done with Elijah and Elisha. We're done with those two guys. Elijah and Elisha. And before we go into some other people specifically, and I really wanted to do these two guys today, but we'll save it for next week. We have to talk just a little bit about all these kings that were on around in town. I mean, there were kings all over the place. And they were supposed to be in charge of all these people. Remember the two kingdoms, the northern and the southern, and we got Israel and we got Judah. Each one had their own set of kings. And listen, kids, those kings, most of them were really bad. But you know that country still exists today? So we can learn a lot from these kings. What can we learn from these kings? Well, our presidents are quite often quite similar to these kings in lots of ways. We got good presidents, bad presidents. Probably haven't had a good one for a while. But everybody seems to mess up here and there and everywhere. The same thing with us. But there's some interesting little stories that some of these kings did. Now, these kings were, the bad ones were really bad. I mean, it wasn't that they were just not very good. They were really bad. Now, kids, raise your hand. Not yet. If you got any kind of awareness of the kings, all these kings, have you ever talked much about these kings? Anybody done much with them? John, have you done much with the kings, all these different guys, a little bit, just from your general reading? Boys, I know you guys are doing kings with Dad at home. You've been through all that whole thing. These are amazing people. I mean, the good ones were really good, and the bad ones were just horrible. Now, here's the problem. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 7. This didn't help. The people were rotten. That doesn't help. Lots of times somebody will say, a parent, for example, is not a very good parent, but it could be that the kids are making it near impossible to be a good parent. They're very possible. So the same thing with these kings, that the people weren't the greatest, but they did tend to follow the good king and they did tend to follow the bad king. Just kind of follow the leadership. I guess that's what happens. Verse 7. For so it was that the children of Israel, now we're talking children of Israel, but it goes with Judah as well, the northern and the south, that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. Now remember, God gave Moses to these guys, and they took him through the Red Sea. Remember the Red Sea stuff? How can you forget seeing this big sea parted and walking across with all this water up here, and then you get to the other side, and then here comes your enemy, they're right behind you, and he drops the water all over him, and you're rescued. How could you forget that? But they did. Then they're trucking around in the desert, and they're dying of thirst, and they're whining. And they get all this water out of a rock. Have you ever tried to get water out of a rock? I guess you can. There's a scientific, the extra heat or whatever, but not enough to feed a couple million people. So what happened? They forgot about it. They kept forgetting his works. So here we are. It says here, sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 8, and walked in the statutes of the heathen. That's the bad guys. That's actually the Gentiles in those days. Whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. Now, did they really do things secretly? God knew every little thing that was taking place. And they built them high places in all their cities. From the tower of the watchman. Now, I don't understand this. Watchman tower? You ever heard that? And look at where they get the example from. Hello? I mean, it's right where they're being disobeying God. And they use that title for their magazine. What's that? I can't wait to... That's a simple one at the fair booth. By the way, your title for your booklet. Do you know where that's at in the Bible? Want to know? Can I show you? Turn over here where they're being... They hate God. They're rebelling against God. Why? That's not what that means. It's just crazy. Anyway, and they set them up images and groves at every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them and brought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. Isn't that something? I mean, God told them things not to do. Not only did they not want to listen, what does it say? They got hard. Now, kids, I can't imagine when you tell your parents tell you something to do and you don't want to do it, that you would actually get harder and angrier. But that's what they did. When your parents tell you, don't do that, you're going to, not only do you do it anyway, but you do it worser, grumpier, harder. Not only do you break it the first time, you pick it up and you break it the second time, and the third time, it's getting madder. That's getting a real hard neck. That's what it is. That's what these people, you kids have never done that. I can't picture Olivia, Danica, you girls, just with a hard and stiff neck. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And you get harder and harder. I can't imagine that. And John and you boys, oh, you wouldn't do it. These people did that. And so they had all these kings that had to rule these guys. And, oh, I'm telling you, there's some things that we can actually learn. Look at all these. We're not even going to talk about them all. Just some of them. Because next week we're going to talk about the best of all the kings. We might as well learn from the best, don't you think? You know what? We're really interesting. After the best king, you know who shows up on the scene? The worst. Goes from the best to the worst. Just like that. There's all these other kings. And you know what else? Most of these kings are the son of the king before. And some of these sons did worse than their dad. Some of these sons did what their dad did. Some did better. Sometimes a good king, a real good king, had a really rotten son for a king after that. It's amazing how this happens. So what can we as parents learn about you kids? Well, pretty sad to think that you got a good Christian family and kids that go sour. But you know what else? You can have a really bad Christian family, if Christian at all, and kids can still be a good Christian. So we can't just expect things to be a certain way. Life goes on. And we're going to learn that in these times, some of these kings who were good kings had some bad kids. Some of these bad kings had some good kids. It's just an interesting thing to study, and the hope that you turn out to be a good kid no matter what your parents are like. How can you do that? Here's the equalizer right here. You learn this book, you'll find some things that your parents didn't do right. Well, excuse me, that's understandable. We can find some things you don't do right. But God straightens them out if He'd let us. If we'd let Him. If we'd let Him. Here we go. Here's some kings. We're going to spend most of the time on the southern kings because the southern kings are more interesting. They're sweeter. They're sweeter, yeah. Nadab. Bible says that he walked in the sins of his father. He reigned. He was the king for 2 years or so. He was killed by Baasha. What a way to get out of your job. Then Baasha takes over the kingship. He walks in the kings in the sins of Jeroboam. He fights with Judah. Judah hires Assyria, the enemy, to beat him up. Sounds like the old neighborhood, doesn't it? Some people. Elah, he was killed while he was drunk. Drunk, he was a king. Yeah, shouldn't have got drunk. Zimri, he reigned 7 days. He was burnt to death. Must have been driving his chariot too fast. Omri, he's the worst of all for Israel. The worst of all up to that point. Omri. And they almost named a car after him. Omni. See? Do you realize that sometimes, I don't know if they do it anymore, for a while, cars are named after bad Egyptian people, gods and things. At least, I don't know what they call cars nowadays. Just SUVs. Ahaziah, he was as rotten as his dad. Ahab was his dad. He was the wickedest of all. Remember Ahab and all these, we go through Elijah and stuff? Ahab. Jehoram, Haziel, bad guys. But I want to do the southern guys. They're, like you say, they're sweeter. They're sweeter. These kings had reigns. Some of these kings were kings for 3 months was the shortest one. Now, what can you get done in 3 months? Then you got guys up to 52 years. Some kings were king as long as some of us almost were. How old are you?
39.
Okay, now there's one of those. Yeah. Yeah, the greatest liar was Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 15. Let's look at some of these other kings because we're just learning a couple little things here this morning. We're looking at the southern crowd here. Asa. A-S-A. What a name, Asa. First Kings chapter 15. Now this Asa, he became a king and he started changing things for the good. It's kind of like your mom or your dad walks into your room and they say, that's it. This stuff's got to go. And they don't just tell you to pick it up. They pick it up, put it in a bag, take it out, and chuck it. Get rid of it. Throw it away. That's how you clean your room. And if you don't want to do that, I'm sure mom and dad would be glad to. Even though mom and dad probably paid for most of that stuff, there's a joy in a parent throwing away toys that are broken or don't work well or they don't play them well, especially the ones that they don't pick up after 4 or 5 times. I enjoy putting that one in the... I've always played. You never played with it, kind of a thing. So he did the same thing. He went into all these people. He tore down their altars to their gods. They tore down the high places, removed pillars. You ever seen Stonehenge? All these kind of weird ways of worshiping. They had their sun images. They got rid of the people that are called Sodomites. They got rid of them. They didn't run for office and let them win. They got rid of them. And here's a tough one. Asa took his mother off the throne of being a queen because she had an idol. Now, can you imagine, Mom? You're fired. Fred. Look at your mom and tell her you're fired. You can't do it, can you? Asa, he did. He did. Now I'm telling you, this is important. I want you to learn from this. Look at 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 23. This is how important it is to take care of your pastor's feet. This guy got a disease in his feet, and then he dies. See, now, this is why it's so important that you guys take care of my feet. Okay? So let's look at 2 Chronicles. Stay there. We're very close to this one. Look at verse 24. Next king comes along, Asa's son, Jehoshaphat. Jumping Jehoshaphat. Is that how that goes? Is that one of those things from years ago, jumping Jehoshaphat? I looked and I couldn't figure out where they come up with jumping Jehoshaphat. So just Jehoshaphat is bad enough. Can you imagine having to sound fat in your name? I mean, it's bad enough. Don't go there. Okay. 1524. And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. You read Jehoshaphat, and he did everything he could to do what his dad did. He tried to do life the way his dad did it. Bible said he sought the Lord in all things. You seek the Lord in all things or some things. Look at 2 Chronicles. This guy really wanted the people to learn some things. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Verse 7 and verse 8, he talks about all these people, his teachers. Verse 9, it says, and they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. Wouldn't that be exciting if we could say, okay, Bill and Louie and Jerry and Dave, all you men, here, take your book. We're invited downtown, walk around through the streets, and people want to hear what that Bible has to say. Wouldn't even have to buy a booth. They would say, come to town. Oh, this is the day, too, she comes to town. And there's people standing outside all over the place. Come and tell us more what the Scriptures say. I'm sorry, we're busy today. That's not going to happen. So these guys went out about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. So Jehoshaphat wanted these people to really learn some stuff. 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. He did well, he did well, he did well. He had a big army. Things got greater and greater. He went out there and he made sure that judges judged right. We should almost look at that, but we won't, I suppose, here. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles 19, because this is what I wish America would do. We hire all these judges. We elect a guy to be a judge. Then he gets to be a judge the rest of his life, no matter how rotten he is. Now, there is job security. Isn't that right? Isn't that how the judge thing works? I mean, the Supreme guys. I think all the judges are that way. Once they're on the bench, they're there, I think. Well, you got to go after them, though. Look at this thing in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 5, I think it is. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city. And he said to the judges, and I can't you just hear the president doing this in a televised conference, hiring a new judge? Take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Wherefore now let the Lord be, fear the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set up the Levites and of the priests and of the chief of the fathers of Israel for the judgment of the Lord and for controversies when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a perfect heart. And what cause soever shall come to you, to your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. Boy, I wish they'd just put that in the paper. But anyway, so he made sure that he had the judges that did right. And yet, 1 Kings chapter 22, the whole chapter, he went up there and he partied. He made what they call an alliance. He made an agreement with the bad people, with the bad kings. Here's a guy that was doing so well, and he still messed up. It can happen. It can happen. So, Jehoshaphat's done. Jehoram comes along, another one of Jehoshaphat's sons. He was a bad king. Do you know who Jehoram married? Athaliah. You know what Athaliah is? Athaliah was Jezebel's daughter. Now, that's not the one to hang around. I mean, remember Mom? Jezebel? And you want to marry her daughter? Don't they say like mother, like daughter, or something like that? Or like daughter, like mother, something like that? You know? I mean, I picture my dad marrying my wife's mother. I can say that because she lives in the house sick. We talk about that. Our old nature is Lyle. Is your mother. Da 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 da. But picture them marrying your dad or husband's or whatever, or your wife's parent. Oh, that'll never happen. Well, it has. As this guy marries Jezebel's daughter. Boy, if you want to read about a horrible death, read about his death. That's in 2 Chronicles 21. God really got him. He died a horrible death. Well, there's some other kings in there. We're going to go on to Joash. A guy named Joash. He was a king when he was, anybody know? Let's see. What? Seven. Yeah. Wow. Let's see. Danik, how old are you? Eight. Zach, how old are you? Five. Okay. Zach, I'm going to ask you again. Just give me the answer. Don't give me that cute smile. How old are you, Zach? Don't give me a smile. Don't do the cute thing. Just five. You can. Okay. Who's seven? Do we know how old are you? Like 15 or something. You're what?
Seven.
You're seven? Luke, you're seven? You're like
nine.
Kaylin? Seven. We got three seveners in here. We got three people that could be two kings and a queen already. Well, you are rich. She is a queen. We understand that. But kings. King of Gavino. You ever been a king before? Have you ever been to Burger King? You don't want to be. Oh, hey, there's riches and joy and all sorts of things. You have to be a good king, though. We're looking at some bad kings here. Okay, so Joash, 7 years old. But you know who told Joash what to do? His uncle. His uncle. Who's an uncle in here? I'm an uncle to who? Who's my...
Mara.
I'm an uncle, all right. You're an uncle already?
Three.
You're three uncles?
Uncle 4-3.
4-3. Wow, Uncle John. Uncle John. How nice. So this uncle told this Joash what to do. And then when you're seven, I mean, what are you going to come up with? You know, lots of jelly beans, lots of candy, that kind of stuff. And then the uncle had to say, no, king, we can't quite do this. Well, uncle dies, what do you think Joash does? Anything he can do that is wrong. So people stone him to death. I tell you kids better be happy you live when you do.
Yeah, amen.
There was a lot of killing going on in these Old Testament days. Now his son, Amaziah. Let's look to 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Let's read about this. I tell you, these kings are very interesting people. God gave him a chance. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Now, he was all right. There's still a problem, though. Verse 1, Amaziah. I named a river after this guy. Amaziah was 20 and 5 years old when he began to reign. Who's 25 in here? Oh, nobody. What are you?
Oh.
No, that. What are you, 29? The big one's coming, huh? We have a party with that one. You're 25? 23. Well, then, you're not 25. Chuck, what are you, 20? Well, okay, so we got no Amaziahs in here. Look what happens here. He was 25, 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Oh, good. Oh, wait a minute. Comma, got to follow that punctuation, but not with a perfect heart. And it talks about in verse 11, he messed up too. He falls apart, goes backwards. It's called apostasy. You know, when you go in your room, and your room is all cleaned up. Have you ever had your room ever been just really cleaned up? And just see, did it ever get messy again? Did you make it get messy? Yeah, see, that's apostasy. That's a big word. But that's what it is. You get everything going right, and then it falls apart again. That's apostasy. Amaziah tried to do it right, and it fell apart because he didn't have a perfect heart. What a thing. Let's go to another guy. Let's go to Amaziah's son, Uzziah. They're big on the Z's in those days for their kids. Uzziah, or Uzziah. It's like 1 Chronicles 28. Every one of these kings they can make a movie about, and it'll be pretty spectacular. But we don't want to glorify the stuff these folks did. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Well, it's, what does it say here? But a prophet of the Lord was there. That doesn't look right here. That's not it. 2 Chronicles 28, verse 26, 9. Well, no. Talks about him prospering, and probably verse 1 or 2 here. He sacrificed, burned him. Look up in verse 4, chapter 28, verse 4. 28:9? 2 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. Duh. 1 Chronicles. What did I say to you? So why am I not listening to myself? Okay, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Okay. Well, look at that. There it is. 28, verse 9. Were you with me? Well, good, because you were wrong with me. This isn't working right either. But that doesn't work. Unless I'm just reading too quickly and my sweatiness up here when I get into these modes. But a prophet of the Lord. Yeah, Obed. I don't want to do what Obed. Okay, anyway. Bible says that as long as he looked for God, God, he prospered with God. It's in there somewhere. 26. Oh, that's close. Oh, okay. 26:5. Yeah, there it is. Now, did you just happen to see that, or did you just know this because you read this? You just saw it. There's a chance to be really good here, but honest that you are. 26:5. There we go. 26. That's close to 28:9. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So, there you are. But, probably 2 Chronicles 26 says that, this guy got into farming, by the way. This guy was heavy into agriculture. See, that's probably why you could find that so well. Kind of one of those things. And yet he became very arrogant, very prideful, and his kingdom fell apart. He got leprosy. See, listen, when we do wrong today and we continue to do wrong, what happens to you? You reap what you sow. Life has difficulties, but God doesn't get you. These people were gotten. He had to punish these people. They got leprosy. They were stoned. They got diseased. Their feet got bad. Maybe that's what that is. But why doesn't that happen to us today? Just because God changes his way, he does things? Not at all. Why do you suppose that God doesn't do those things to people today? Because he did it to himself. He did it to Jesus himself. So the penalty for the stuff that we do has been paid. That kind of penalty. He died. He was tortured. He was battered. He was whipped. All those things. He had done to him what he had done to people in the Old Testament. So, if there's nothing else, we need to be thankful that he did what he did, because all of us need to have rotten feet. We all need to be stoned. We all need to be burnt. All that stuff would have happened to us if we'd been back in those days. Well, we would have been God's people. We wouldn't have done these things. Kids, this was God's people. We're not talking about the Gentiles and the heathen. We're talking about God's people. So we really need to be thankful today. We really do. And I know you kids probably don't understand that. But someday I hope you do. Okay, let's go to another guy named Jotham. He was Uzziah's son. And there's not much in the Bible about him. It says that he rebuilt the gates of the temple. That's all he did. Well, that must have been pretty important. He made it in the Bible. Well, his son, Ahaz, or Ahaz, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 28 probably. Yep. Oh, now listen. You kids think you got difficulties with your parents sometime? Dare I ask that? Do any of you kids here this morning think that sometimes your parents are just a little hard on you? Gavino? What? You know? Really? Do you think your mom is pretty hard on you sometimes, Gavino? Now, it's not that we haven't had opportunity, because how many have been out to the Kinches at least once in their life for a campfire? How many, have you all been out to Kinches at least one time for a campfire? You were out there. Okay. You've been there twice? Boy, I'll tell you. Look what happened to these kids. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 3. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burnt his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord has cast out. Wow. That'll teach you. You think you have a rough at home? Next time mom fixes soup, look underneath the pan. Anyway, look at verse 21. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of the Lord and out of the house of the king and of the princes and gave it unto the king of Assyria. This guy tried to get things to work out, but it helped him not, the Bible says there. Didn't work. tried to do it your way, didn't work. He was almost surrounded by the enemy, and that thing fell apart. It's a mess. It's a mess, these things. Now, next week, we're going to look at Hezekiah and Manasseh. Good guy, bad guy. Really good guy, really bad guy. Who was Manasseh? He was the bad guy. Hezekiah was the good guy. Manasseh was the bad guy. But who was Manasseh? He was his son. Can you imagine? Can you imagine such a thing? Your kids growing up to be just rotten as opposite of you? It can happen. And we'll see how God deals with it. Anybody know who Manasseh's son is? They give you an assignment. See what, I mean, you know we're going to look at Hezekiah, a good guy. You know we're going to look at Manasseh, a bad guy, but he was Hezekiah's son. What was Manasseh's son like? Check that out. We'll see you up there in a few minutes.